Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Callie Ann and you are listening to the Butterfly Excavation Podcast, where I share my deepest, darkest, lightest, and wildest experiences in life. I'm just gonna share everything. I don't even know like what to name all of these things, but anyways, I chose this name because the butterfly symbolizes change and transformation, and I just think that's so beautiful, because that's you and that's me. And an excavator digs. So in this podcast, we're gonna see the changes and transformations and talk about them and dig to find our truth. And in today's podcast, I have a special guest. Do you want to come say hi, special guest?
Hi.
We can't hear you that way. You have to come close over here. Today I have Devin with me. If you know, I am a mom to a little 4-year-old boy who's about to be five.
Almost five.
Oh, yeah. Almost five.
June 25.
No, not June 25. When's your birthday?
24. I said June 24, not June 25.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, Devin, I know you love art. I know you love to sing, you love to dance, you love to paint, you love to even, like, read and write letters and sentences. What are you gonna be when you grow up?
I'm gonna be
You can name everything. What are you gonna be?
Cena and fireman. Oh. And painter.
Ooh.
And
what about an author? You know what an author is? An author is someone who writes a book. And we wrote a song together, and I told you the song is turning into a book.
Hey.
Do you remember the song? Can you sing it to the friends for a little bit?
I love myself, and I am grateful. I love to jump because I am happy. Life is amazing. I'm working on becoming the greatest. I'm making a difference.
Aww, thank you, Devin. So this is a children's affirmation song that me and Devin wrote together, which is turning into a children's book.
What's the right dance move?
You want to make a dance move for this? Oh, I guess that's a great idea. So this song is gonna, I guess, have like a dance move, like choreography. We'll make up some sort of choreography for this. And it's a song and it's a children's book. Oh my
God.
You're gonna give it to all the kids?
Yeah.
So they can love themselves.
But I
you what, baby?
Love myself. And I am grateful.
See, isn't that beautiful for other kids to say if you're listening to this? Like, you know, affirmations are so powerful. Words are so powerful because they're vibrations. And you're putting that out into the universe, so it comes right back at you. If you say, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am confident, you know, that's going to just stay with you.
If you say that, everything what you say, it's gonna be real.
Yeah, whatever you say becomes real.
Yeah, what if you say that I am brave, you're brave. If you say if you're happy, you're happy.
Aww. What are some of your favorite affirmations?
I am happy.
I am happy? You like that one? I like that one too. I liked reminding and telling myself I am happy.
I liked also, I am helpful.
I am helpful. Okay. I like I am patient.
Ooh, I like I am nice.
Aw, that's nice.
I like patient also.
Aw, that's cool. So, I always wanted to ask you, Devin.
What?
Do you like the food I cook? You made that face.
Oh.
If only you guys could see the face he made right now. Because sometimes he'll eat my food and sometimes he doesn't. But literally, like, when he's hungry, he has no choice but to eat my food. But, you know, it's because he's so used to the finger foods, like chicken and all that, when he goes to my mom's house. So when he comes here, he's like, huh? Healthy food? So tell me, what's your favorite dish that mommy makes? What's your favorite thing that mommy makes?
I like that you made...
I make a lot of things. Like, we make our own milk, smoothies, different types of food. What's your favorite thing that I make?
I like what you make is noodles.
Noodles? When did I make noodles? You mean like the pasta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I guess he likes my penne pasta. Vegan. Super, super yummy. Use chickpea.
I like the stir that they made me a taco. It's super yummy.
When? Yesterday?
Huh.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When?
It was a roti.
Jane. Tom.
It was a roti.
And June come with us?
June?
No.
Not his name.
I don't know what his name is for the Jan? I don't know what's his name. I know it starts with a G, but I don't know what's his name.
It starts with a J, not a G. It was John. John came with us to go get a roti.
And it was super yummy.
So, you have a question for me?
So... I'm gonna tell you a secret, teen. And
secret. Uh-oh.
So, when I grow up, when I'm 30 years old, mm-hmm. I have a special toy for you.
Oh, what kind of toy?
It's
having premonitions? You're seeing the future now?
It's like the toy. It's like one of my toys.
Is this what's going to make you a millionaire?
No, it's what? I'm going to give two of us something special.
Okay.
It's a special toy and you cannot lose it. And then you're not going to be the king. So
I don't want to be king. I want to be queen.
Okay, so you have the queen.
Can I
so,
be the god?
Okay, so...
I am God. I have God consciousness.
Okay, so when I'm 30 years old, I'm going to buy you a toy.
Okay.
No, and actually, I'm going to buy you like the... I'm going to buy you like the... A new stone.
A new what?
A new necklace stone for you and me.
Buy me a stone? When you're 30?
Yeah, but it's not from the same shop. It's from a different shop.
Oh, you had a vision you're going to buy me and you a matching stone when you're 30.
I don't know what it is. It's like far away.
What's around? What do you see?
Like...
Close your eyes and take a deep breath and like... Tell me how the store looks. Is it where is it? From?
It's like it says like magic stone.
It says magic stone.
Yeah.
The store.
Oh. Yeah, and inside there's a lot of stones.
Ooh.
And it's there's some huge and tiny and short.
Cool.
And there's a special one and there's a hot one.
Aww.
Awesome.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh.
There's like different kind of colors.
That'd be so cool if you own that.
And blue and red and gray and violet and purple and orange and everything.
Wow. Is this going to be your store that you're going to own? Magic stone with a whole bunch of different stones?
Yeah, I'm not like...
Is it going to be your store selling stones? That's
yeah, but I don't know how to like... I don't know how to make like a store.
But that's your store?
Yeah, but it does say special stone.
I thought it was going to say magic stone.
Oh. So it says, it's in the top, it does say, it's the like a rectangle, and it does say special stone. So if people...
Not magic stone? I like magic stone better. No. You said magic stone first.
Okay, magic stone and special stone. So does...
How about special magic stone?
Okay, so in my special magic stone, you and me are the water dinner.
Okay.
But we have to make special stones.
Why don't we just do Reiki over it? Why don't we just have other people? Why don't we just get stones from people and then...
Yeah, like, maybe let's buy...
Create art with it.
No, maybe let's like... Maybe let's make our own stones.
We'd have to hunt for them and look for them.
Yeah.
So that's what you want
to do. But we have to make it. We have to...
You don't make stones. Stones come from the earth. So the earth makes stones.
So I know, but if we was camping or going to the mountain, we can find stones.
Okay, so I guess that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. We are 11 minutes in so far in our podcast. So what do you like learning?
I like learning like math.
Yeah, you like learning math? What's 2 plus 5?
2 plus 5? Seven.
He's counting his fingers right now. He's so cute. Oh my gosh, my baby. If you guys could see him right now. Oh,
you know what's so cute. You're so smart. You know what's 10 plus
100? 110. So, Devin, let's talk about me and Daddy. So, okay, you know me and Daddy aren't together.
I know, but...
You're okay with that, right? You're okay with Mommy and Daddy
you don't like... Sometimes you fight each other. So sometimes you're angry. Sometimes you're happy to each other. Sometimes you're angry to each other.
Okay, and it's okay that Mommy and Daddy don't live together. You're okay with that? At least you have two houses, right? You have a house in Florida with Daddy, and you have a house in New York with Mommy.
And Grandma. Isn't that fun?
And a house with Grandma.
And my cousin's house. And
okay, that's not your house.
And not the Kafafa house.
Oh, Kafafa house is your house? So,
You're heavy. I want to try to tell you. Oh, I can't.
Should have carried me. We're recording a podcast. Okay. So, is that it for the podcast?
I have more answers.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? You have a question
for Mommy? When I grow up, Mommy's not teaching me how to drive, but I do not know when I'm big. I don't know how to drive at all.
Put your foot on the gas and you move the wheel.
But how I like move the wheel, because
you'll feel it. You'll feel the car is moving. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Don't worry. Anyways.
But I'm the...
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for listening.
Listening.
To my conversation with Devin.
And tell it again.
Oh my gosh. And this is the Butterfly Excavation Podcast. Thank you so much. Devin and I both have an Instagram. Devin, do you know your Instagram? Devin's Instagram is superboy_Devin, DEVYN. And I am the Butterfly.
DEVYO.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not DEVYO. And my Instagram is the Butterfly Buddha. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Butterfly Excavation Podcast. You want to say something to the people?
So
thank you.
Thank you
for listening.
For listening.
Peace.
Peace.